The preeminent coach in college basketball was up to the usual this past Monday, glaring at officials, instructing future multimillionaires, and enjoying the home court advantage his devoted student followers helped create. Duke's backcourt played well, helping to end a rare two-game losing streak by polishing off the Pitt Panthers.
And number 999 is in the books for Mike Krzyzewski. One more to make that magic 1,000 victories for his career.
Radio play-by-play voice Bob Harris noted the moment. Afterward, Coach K downplayed any special meaning for win 999.
That means we're 16-2. That's exactly what that means. And hopefully we can be 17-2 in the next game we play.
The 67-year-old Krzyzewski has been coaching at Duke for more than half his life. He owns the most career wins in the history of men's Division I basketball. But does 1,000 wins matter?
It's an arbitrary round number that shows that he's been here a long time, and he's had really good teams, and he's a really good coach.
Barry Jacobs is a longtime writer for the Raleigh News and Observer. Coach K has won 4 national titles, punched 11 Final Four tickets, and created an institution. In 2004, he interviewed to become coach of the NBA's Los Angeles Lakers. He ultimately stayed on Tobacco Road, but then found an outlet for that professional itch, guiding the Americans to gold during the 2008 and 2012 Summer Olympics.
USA Basketball fulfilled a lot of that same need he had or may have had to work with the truly best players in the world, and also to have the advantage of having his own little, whatever you want to call it, fiefdom, kingdom, sphere of influence.
Coach K makes nearly $10 million a year. His legacy is felt inside Cameron Indoor Stadium, where the court is named after him. Outside, his impact is also obvious.
Yeah, every once in a while he'll come out, like, give a speech to, like, people in Kayville. Sometimes he'll just buy food for everyone in Kayville.
Peter Yom is a senior at Duke. Inside, he's a Cameron crazy. Outside, he's a resident of Kayville, a village of nearly 80 tents and almost 1,400 students. Yes, it's named after the coach.
His office is right up there in that big tall building. He looks down at us all the time, so I'm sure he, feels bad for us camping out here all the time.
Yom and other students are sleeping out to get the best tickets for next month's home game against rival UNC. Coach K may forever personify the enemy for some Tar Heel fans. For Duke, he's a living legend and the school's best-known ambassador. Again, sports writer Barry Jacobs.
Duke certainly can credit Mike Krzyzewski for some of its standing, in at least in national reputation, if not the academic aspects of what it actually does.
This weekend, Duke can again get a boost as the team chases its 17th win of the season and Coach K goes for victory 1,000. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.